Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU 101.5 FM. Let's continue our show about Max's Kansas City and the glam punk and new wave acts that play there.
Well, we're going to start part two of our show with David Bowie's moving song Starman, and it appeared on the 1972 Grammy Hall of Fame album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, let us all say. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was haze. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
Well, that was the great David Bowie. But Mark, do you know what his real name is?
Bowie David.
No. Davy Jones.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he had to change it because of Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Was there a lawsuit?
No. Oh. No, we can't have two Davy Jones in the rock
okay,
world.
Okay, it's all right.
Well, anyway.
Well, that was good to be the trivia.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was, but you didn't know it.
I didn't.
I knew it, but you didn't know it.
I guess I lose my professor status for that.
Yes, I'm professor. Give me the professor hat. I'll put it on.
All right.
I got this little tassel on there. Anyway, there are so many stories about Max's, and let's tell us another one. For example, in the documentary Nightclubbing, The Birth of Punk Rock in New York City, it was revealed that George Harrison picked up women in the VIP room. George. He did that by placing a ruby in front of the ones he wanted.
You know, I don't doubt that story, but I doubt he needed a ruby to get any woman he wanted.
I used to do diamonds. It worked for me.
You made more money than I thought.
Yeah, I did.
All right, I hope you're hiding it from your wife.
It's all those blackmail pictures I took.
That's a photographer, okay. Yeah. Well, Max's was also the spot where Columbia Records executive Clive Davis signed Bruce Springsteen and Aerosmith to contracts. How about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, it's time to honor a few of Max's acts who haven't made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
David Bowie, once called Devo, the band of the future. Yeah, that's up for debate.
Yeah.
But they sure looked and sounded like it. So here is the Devo song Blockhead from their 1979 album Duty Now for the Future.
In case you didn't know, the name of that song was Blockhead because they repeated it a lot at the end of the song. But, well, next up are the B-52s. Fred Schneider said that the first place the band played for a paying audience, anyways, paying audience, was Max's. And according to Schneider, they made a whole $17 then, like, and they thought they finally made it.
That's how much we get for this radio show, isn't it?
That much?
Yeah, 17.
Did you get a raise?
Yeah, yeah.
What about me?
I guess you're still at $15.
I'm going to the labor board.
That's, well, forget it.
All right.
Well, anyway, the B-52s became known as the world's greatest party band over their 40-year career. And from their 1989 album Cosmic Thing, we're going to play a song that is a Samaria family favorite because we played this song when the kids were little and we would all dance to it.
I remember you telling me that.
Yep. So the song is Love Shack.
Love.
Calm down, Jim. You can stop dancing now.
It's a Samaria family favorite.
Yeah, yeah. You and your wife and your two young children would dance to this song all the time?
Yes, we did.
Correct?
And
wow.
It's on video. I'll bring it to the radio show one day.
Okay.
Everyone can watch it.
I'm looking forward to it. You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRU, Huntley Community Radio. Almost didn't get that out. 101.5 FM. So, Jim, I have a question for you. You ready?
I'm always ready.
Who said, "I'm hopelessly divided between the dark and the good, the rebel and the saint, the poet and the priest, and the sex maniac and the monk"? Who said that?
My first wife. No.
Oh, I thought you would say something like the Boston Strangler.
No, no.
Okay, well, no soup for you, man.
No soup for you.
You didn't get the answer right. That was Billy Idol, who played the closing night at Max's in 1981. He performed the song Dancing With Myself, amongst other tunes. So it's only fitting that we include Billy in today's show. So here's Billy Idol with Generation X performing the song Dancing With Myself.
Now you're dancing.
I'm sweating. Did you hear that? Sweating,
yeah. Sweating. That's the great Billy Idol,
yes,
with Dancing With Myself.
And he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Boy, everyone's supposed to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
According to me?
According to you, yeah.
Okay.
Well, talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, on their page, there's a quote that says, "The music of the Talking Heads is a blend of funk, minimalism, and polyrhythmic world beats articulated with nervous energy." That is the dumbest sentence I've ever read in my life.
I know. But it's on there. And they probably paid that copywriter a ton of bucks. I could have done that a lot better.
Gee.
I know. I'm with you, Jim. All right. Well, way back in 1975, the Talking Heads were a trio searching for an identity. and playing regular gigs at CBGB, by the way. A year later, they took their act to Max's, which is about today's show's about, and other venues, and they added a fourth member, and then they recorded their first album in 1977.
And from there, the Talking Heads were a new wave hit machine led by the genius of David Byrne. And I always liked his shoulder suits.
Wonderful pads.
Wonderful pads.
Great
yeah.
pads.
I don't need the pads, as you noticed. My shoulders are just that big.
Yeah.
You know, my wife calls me Frankenstein.
Yeah. But you're a well-built man, Jim.
Thank you. So we're going to play a song by them. It's from their debut album, and that song is Psycho Killer. I got to admit, David Byrne and Talking Heads are, you know, they were, what's the word I'm looking for? Innovative.
Right. Innovative. And, you know, this, they had so many hits. This was kind of like the intro and of the band. And then they started to really find their way and.
And great videos. They always had
videos.
Great videos. Anyway, let's continue. We're going to talk about the Ramones, and they were very closely associated with the club CBGBs, and they also played at Max's. So let's close the show with the band most responsible for the rise of punk rock on both sides of the Atlantic.
And that is true. They had a huge influence on what happened over on the other side of the pond. Well, the Ramones defined the genre with their speedy three-chord songs that usually clocked in under 3 minutes. They were probably closer to two. Their appearance and musicianship were initially considered an intentional joke. Did you know that, Jim? A lot of people thought they were kind of a joke. Mm. And they thought Joey Ramone was actually certifiably crazy. But none of the four members were really named Ramone, and I think most people know that by now. Two were actually Jewish, and none were related.
No Italians? All Jewish?
No. Oh. No Italians. No. I think.
Okay, I think.
Could have been Jewish Italians, for all I know.
Well, it could have been the Romanes.
Yeah, but no Ramones. No. There were nobody named Ramone.
Well, I think the Ramones were destined for stardom, and in 2002, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And here's the song that kicked it all off, and it's from their 1976 debut album. It's the punk rock anthem, Blitzkrieg Rock.
Blitzkrieg Rock. Well, I just want to mention some of the other people who hung out at Max's. Frank Zappa, Bruce Springsteen, Mick Jagger, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin. We already mentioned Alice Cooper, Jackson Browne, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Wait, Jackson Browne?
Yes. Yes. Everybody.
He wasn't punk.
No. It was the meeting place. It was the night spot.
Oh.
Sergeant Shriver, politicians, the royalty from the royal family.
Shriver is a Kennedy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the place to be seen and to see, or to see and be seen.
Okay.
Whichever order. Well, is that our show for today? Okay.
Well, I think that is our show for today.
Right.
I think we really punked it out
is
today.
Is that because our producer just, you know,
he hung up his fingers like, hurry up, guys.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed this slice of rock and roll history.
Yeah, I certainly did, Jim. Please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. And on the Mighty 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.
Yeah, please join us every week. And don't forget, if you miss one of our on-air broadcasts, you can listen to our archive shows anytime by going to the Huntley Community Radio website. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.